Chapter 8. A Secret from Everyone. Eilish saw Tony the next evening, but it was not until the day after that she felt that what they had done was wrong. It was worse because Rose had just died. And what if she were pregnant? When she saw Tony again, she told him that they should both go to confession. But she did not want Father Flood to hear her confession. Tony said that they could go to his church, where the priests were Italian and did not know her. "What will you do if you're pregnant?" asked the young priest at her confession.
"He'll want to marry me, Father," said Eilish.
"Do you want to marry him?" She could not answer, so he asked her again.
"I would like to marry him," she said slowly. "But I'm not ready to marry him now."
"Do you love him?"
"He's a good man."
"Is that enough?"
"I love him."
"But you're not sure."
Eilish said nothing.
Then the priest talked to her kindly.
What they had done was wrong, but he understood. Maybe it was a sign from God that they should think about getting married and having a family.
Suddenly, she wanted to tell him the whole story and ask him what she should do about her mother, sad and alone in Ireland. But she left the church without saying anything more. When she got back to Mrs. Keogh's, she discovered that there was now a lock on the basement door. Eilish guessed that someone had heard them in the night. She had to use the front door instead. Mrs. Keogh was in the kitchen with Miss McAdam, but neither of them spoke to her. Then, after Mass on Sunday, she saw Father Flood look away from her. Eilish was worried that Mrs. Keogh had spoken to him. She had to see him as soon as possible, before he did something terrible like write to her mother about her. She did not know what to say to him, but she wanted to be like Rose. She would face him confidently and not behave like someone who was sorry. She knew now that she was not pregnant, so she remembered the night with Tony differently. After lunch with Tony and his family, she went straight to see Father Flood. She knew that she had to speak before he did.
"I don't know if you've heard from my mother, but she isn't doing well."
"I'm sorry to hear that," Father Flood said. "It must be hard for her."
She knew from his look that he meant not only losing Rose, but having a daughter who took a man home to her room for the night. Eilish would not answer that.
"As you know, I hope to get my exams next month and then I'll be able to work as a bookkeeper," she said. "I have some money saved. I thought that I might go home to visit my mother, if Bartocci's would let me."
"So you want me to talk to Mr. Bartocci? How long would you like to go for?"
"A month. Then I'd come back and work in the store until there was a job in the office for me."
Father Flood nodded his head. This was the first time that Eilish had thought about going home for a short visit. But once it had been said, it did not sound stupid. Father Flood had agreed, and now it was a plan. She would go as soon as she had taken her exams and had the results. Eilish told Tony about her plan one evening as he walked her home. He did not reply, but sat down on a step. His face was white, and he seemed serious. She knew that it would make him unhappy, and she was ready to explain how she felt to be away from home.
"Marry me before you go," he said, very quietly.
"What did you say?"
She sat beside him on the step.
"If you go, you won't come back. So marry me before you go."
"Don't you trust me to come back?"
"I read your brother's letter. I know how hard it would be for you to go home and then leave again. I know what a good person you are."
"I promise you that I'll come back."
"I don't mean that we marry in church or that we live together. We don't have to tell anybody. We can keep it secret and get married in church later." Why do you want me to do it?
Because if we don't, I'm gonna go crazy.
When he spoke now, he had tears in his eyes.
Would a promise not be the same?
If you can promise, then you can easily do this, he said.
At 2 o'clock, on a Saturday afternoon, a week after her exams and a week before she was to leave, they were married. The other couples at City Hall had family and friends with them, but Eilish and Tony were alone. After, they went to Coney Island. On the train, Tony began to speak about their future.
I have money saved, he said, so we could get an apartment and move to the house in Long Island when it's ready.
I don't mind, she said. I'm sorry that we're not going home together now.
He touched her hand.
Me too, he said. And the ring looks great on your finger.
I must remember to take it off before Mrs. Kyo sees it.
At the beach, the sea was grey and the wind blew big white clouds across the sky. They walked along slowly and then stood watching the boats. Later, they ate in a diner and Eilish saw someone looking at her wedding ring. She smiled to herself.
Will we ever tell our children that we did this?
She asked Tony.
Maybe when we're old, he said. Or perhaps we'll save it for a special day.
What will they think of it?
They won't believe that on the day we were married, we took the subway home and I left you at Mrs. Kyo's, he said.